Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jesse Duplantis.
And I'm Kathy Duplantis.
Thank you tuning in with this beautiful boardroom chat. And I think we got a good subject today.
Okay.
I don't even know what
about, it is.
Yeah. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Are you ready to learn? I want to talk about a very pretty part of my body.
Oh, wow. Oh,
are you ready?
I think so.
Are you ready to get excited?
I'm already excited. I live excited.
It's my feet.
Okay.
My feet.
You do have pretty feet.
Do I have pretty feet?
Well,
and I have a scripture for my pretty feet.
Pretty feet.
And I want to talk about that. I'm going to ask you a question. The ministry that you under, do they have pretty feet? Or they have them ugly, snarly, terrible looking kind.
Missing toes.
You know, that kind of stuff. It's, you know, I'm laughing about this, but this is a good statement. It's in Isaiah chapter 52, and I'm going to read it. Verse 7. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him, watch that, that bringeth good tidings and publisheth peace. What does peace mean? Possession of adequate resource. That bring good tidings of good that publish salvation. What does salvation mean? Soundness. That saith unto Zion, thy God reigneth. Think about that. So if you're under a ministry that's not preaching good tidings,
right,
not publishing peace, possession of adequate resource, which mean faith, prosperity, love, all of that, and not preaching salvation, because if you don't preach salvation, then you don't know what soundness is, and then you'll never say God reigneth. What do you think about that?
I love that. That's so true.
You want to read that in the Amplified or some other thing here?
Okay, I have it in the New Living Translation
here.
Okay,
that sounds good.
It says, how beautiful on the mountains are the feet of the messenger who brings good news, the good news of peace and salvation, the news that God of Israel reigns.
Yeah, I bring good news everywhere I go. And I get royally persecuted for it because I want to tell you something. God's got some good news, and it's called the gospel. And it's done spiritually, physically, and financially. And I want to thank you for saying that I got pretty feet.
You really do.
I really
do. Well, you used to. Remember when you had a little gout that hit your foot once? Remember? Now you got like the live long and prosper toes.
Yeah. I never knew what the word gout mean. Till one day, Jerry Savelli, this is before he went home to be with the Lord, great friend, I miss him terribly. He said, he called me, he was in Hawaii, him and Carolyn, wonderful friends. And he said, Jesse, I got gout. I said, gout? What is gout? He said, if the sheet touched my toe, it's so painful. I think it gets in your toe most of the time. I said, I've heard of the word gout on movies. And I don't know what that means. Well, it wasn't the morning, maybe 2 or 3 years later, I noticed that my big toe got red. And I thought, did something bite me? And when I touched it, Lord Jesus, I got a revelation of pain. And the other toe went like this. Like, I'm getting away from this big boy. So now I have a Spock toe. My left foot looks like this. But every time I look at it, I'll get mad. I go, live long and prosper. Just live long and prosper. That's what makes a foot pretty.
And it's still beautiful today.
Thank you. I appreciate that. What a blessing.
Because everywhere it goes, it's claiming territory for Jesus.
Amen.
It's proclaiming the gospel. It's saying, bless the Lord.
Publishing good news.
Publishing the great good news.
And possession of adequate resource.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know we go through temptations, tests, and trial. God, I know that. But you know, when you understand salvation as soundness, that's the real definition of salvation, soundness. It's one of the most wonderful things to feel sound and to be sound. But I find a lot of ministries are not sound. And let me tell you, in the midst of preaching salvation, you have to preach something that the church hardly ever talks about anymore, and that's sin. Because sin makes you unsound.
Mm.
Sin will destroy you. Sin will stop the vision of your life to get to heaven. It'll do everything. So it's good to preach, not becoming so sin conscious without becoming righteousness conscious, but to understand what's wrong. Because you see, if you don't teach your children what's wrong, they won't know it when they do it. And they'll get confused. Well, why is everybody mad at me? Well, you did something wrong. What is wrong? So I really believe ministers of the gospels, apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers need to preach good news. And that's the gospel. that Amen. Jesus came, died, resurrected, and ascended into heaven and gave us the power of attorney to use his holy name at any given time. And he said, ask anything in my name and I will do it. And he said, say to the mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast in the sea, and not doubt in your heart, believe those things which you say shall come to pass. You shall have whatsoever saith. And then you'll know how to walk and run and not be weary, and you'll understand what to do, when to do it, where to do it, and how to do it. Rick in here, say something.
And you'll have beautiful feet.
And have beautiful feet. And what a blessing of God that is.
Yeah.
That's your destiny if you're a minister. No, make no difference how old you are, how young you are. It's you need to publish peace, possession of adequate resource, publish salvation, publish good news. Now, I know there are a lot of wrong things in the world, but it don't make no difference. This book is a book of good news. It records all the bad news that some people did because God gives you both sides of the coin. And I need to know both sides of the coin. That's just common sense. Right. Hallelujah. But my Christianity is not a flip of a coin, because my coin has heads on both sides.
Hallelujah.
And he said he made me the head and not the tail.
Not the tail.
See, and when you understand that, that's what it means. So I asked you a question today, whether you're just a Christian, maybe not a preacher, or a preacher, are you publishing good news? When people see you, do they see the good news of Jesus Christ in you? Do they see salvation, healing, blessing, happiness, encouragement, honor? I always said this, honor is a gift that a person gives to themselves. Anybody ever honors you is because you decided to give that gift to yourself and live right and do right by God's glorious word. And I just enjoy that. What do you think about this subject today?
I love that. And it reminds me of where Paul wrote about it in Romans.
Well, read what he said.
He wrote it in Romans chapter 10, and it's a beautiful chapter. The whole chapter is a beautiful way to be born again. It says you believe in your heart, confess. But I just want to drop down to verse 13, because it says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call upon him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him on whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, and it's referring to the scripture in Isaiah, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things.
You know, when you have pretty feet, people remember that. Mm-hmm. We got a girl that works for us. Her name is Chrissy. And you see her on Kathy's Glorious thing, and she's got little hands, pretty hands, and small feet. And I think she went and do some nails or toes like that. And I love
it. You can't
it.
Tell him anything, Chrissy.
I can't tell Chrissy.
He's
I'm sorry.
Tell the world.
I had to say it. It's part of it. And when the lady's going to do her nail, her feet, or toenail, she goes, oh, look at the little baby feet. And you know, I've never seen a baby's feet that wasn't pretty.
That's the truth.
It is.
You should be proud of those feet, Chrissy.
I tell you what, I bet after Chrissy left it up, people said, did you see them pretty feet? And I'm them little baby feet.
But they get her places. She's going places.
I'm telling you, man. And her, you ought to see, but she walk fast. She go down there. Because her feet takes her where she's supposed to go. And it's such a blessing. I know we're laughing about that, but you know that there is an
understanding. Laughing with you, Chrissy, not at you.
Yeah, we're not. Yeah. I mean, it's a wonderful thing. You see what I'm saying? To publish good news.
Right.
To be sound, to be saved, to be blessed spiritually, physically, financially. So I tell people when they're struggling, because a lot of time I go into places, they got discouragement, depression, which is one of the worst things I've ever seen, despondency. I go in there with my pretty feet and I publish some good news. I say, listen, I got a good report for you today. And whose report shall you believe?
Yeah.
Believe the report of the Lord.
Yeah, everywhere we go, we have an opportunity to say good things rather than hurtful things.
That's right.
We can choose to love instead of hate.
Right.
And it's all in our capability. And so I think it's a joy, an honor that we can be the part of the good feet.
Yes.
Good feet ministry.
And that's what Paul
was
saying.
Ministry.
He kept coming up in that verse, Catherine. How?
How can that happen?
How? Paul wasn't an Indian. How? Talking about that. How? And I love the American Indian. I just think the American Indians are some of the most wonderful people I've ever met in my life. And I mean that sincerely.
Yeah.
And it's just such a blessing. And to be able to minister.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I heard a person say this, that it takes more muscles to frown than it does to smile.
I've heard that.
Have you heard that? Uh-huh. And I'm known for my smile. I'm known for my teeth.
And now you
I'm
know,
known for my hair.
Now
I'm
for
known for my feet.
Pretty feet.
So, yeah, and petty feet. Praise God. And it's just, such, you know, it's such a blessing to know that I have a message that will uplift instead of suppress.
Mm.
You see, that's why I preach faith. Oh, God, how can you do it without faith?
Mm.
But faith and love and prosperity. Now, I know when I say prosperity, I know it's the first thing you think of, money. And that's actually, that's true, you should. But that's one small, small facet of what it means to be prosperous. The greatest prosperity is the prosperity of your soul. Christ in you, on you, around you, and about you. My God. Hallelujah. And then through a renewed mind, that's the mind, the will, and the emotion, that your spirit and your mind are coming together like this. And then your body, which is where the feet is, just runs toward that. And that's prosperity at its best. Yes, it's nice to have some nice things. Beautiful, and you should give God glory and never try to hide it. Have a beautiful home or, I don't know, a car, if you like a car, whatever you like. I don't know what you like. And there ain't anything wrong with that. But give God glory in everything. I can honestly say that God has ever given to me spiritually, physically, and financially. I give him glory. When people give me a nice compliment, I'll say, well, God is gracious. And he is. He's totally, completely gracious because I couldn't do what I do without him.
True.
I never thought God would give me partners in my ministry because I had a concept in my mind because I'm a very hard worker. I was taught that from a very small boy. Well, I said, Lord, I'll just work and get it done. You know, and the Lord said, I'm going to give people to stand by you and stand with you spiritually, physically, and financially, every area. And I've been through some tough times. But I accept that an old Texas statement from a great old Texas preacher. Tough times don't last, but tough people do. And sometimes people did not care for my soul way back when. Because, you know, when you're different, people will attack you. You know, and I wasn't like the normal preacher when I started out. You know what I mean? And still not. I'm not normal.
Who wants to be normal?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. But I'll tell you one thing. I've been found faithful. And I don't mean that prideful and arrogant. I have been found faithful.
Amen.
And when I got born again, there ain't no secret sin here. When I leave my home, I ain't running around chasing women, stealing money, doing crazy stuff like that. And the Lord gave me a wonderful compliment. And he said, Jesse, amen, because I get so mad at myself if I do something wrong. I said, you stupid thing, what'd you do that, you know? And the Lord spoke to me and said this, I don't have to judge you, Jesse, because you're going to judge yourself. And I do. I want to do right. Because God has given me a calling to publish good news, to bring peace, to bring salvation, so that the Lord God reigneth in your life in every area.
And the Passion Translation, when it quotes that verse, because we don't have the Old Testament in the Passion, mostly it's in the New. I think they have some books, but I don't have it in this Bible. Anyway, in verse 15 of Romans chapter 10, it says, and how can the message be proclaimed if messengers have yet to be sent? That is why the scriptures say, how welcome is the arrival of those proclaiming the joyful news of peace and of good tidings to come. So it's joyful. We have a joyful message.
Oh,
we
yes,
need to
indeed.
Get happy about God.
That doesn't mean that things don't go wrong. Things do go wrong. You know, I had an uncle. I had four uncles on my mother's side. My Uncle Ray, a lot of people say I look like him. A lot of people thought he was my father because, you know, we have the same white hair. My mama's side has this white hair. You know, my dad's side had gray hair as they got older, but this is white.
Early white.
And you know what? When Uncle Ray would call on Aunt Barbara, when Uncle Ray say, hey, Jess, I'm going to stop by your house today. That's my uncle. It felt so good because I knew he had a smile on his face and a good word in his mouth.
Beautiful smile. In fact, just when you mentioned his name, the image that came in my head was his face, his smiling face.
Oh, yeah.
He was always such an encouragement.
Constantly.
The first in your family to really do that for you,
you know,
when we started in ministry.
You know, and his wonderful children, Barbara Ray and Donna, man, my God.
Yeah,
of course, his son was
children.
RJ, and RJ's in heaven. And I tell you what, it was so wonderful to see Uncle Ray, and I think about it, it touches me, and Aunt Barbara, both of them in heaven today. But boy, when he'd come walking, and he liked to eat. I used to like to take him out to eat.
Who doesn't like to eat?
Yeah, well, that's true too. But one time he had a, what do they call those, RV? And he decided that he would travel around the world. And he did, man, isn't that crazy? RV all over the United States. But, and I had a big piece of property back then. I had built a home. And he called me and said, Jess, would you mind if I park my RV on you? I said, park it right there and just leave it right there. If and, you know, go anywhere you want and everything like that. And it was just such a blessing. You know why? This was him. He had beautiful feet. Now, I don't ever remember seeing his physical feet. But I knew one thing. He was going to bring good tidings. He was going to bring good peace. He's going to talk salvation. He's the one that told me, my Uncle Ray, when I wasn't born again, I said, you know, Uncle Ray, you know, I love you, but I don't believe in that God stuff. I got my own philosophy. And Uncle Ray looked at me, and he always said, that's my, he said, the Bible said, and I thought, oh, Lord, here we go with the Bible. He said, beware lest any man deceive you through philosophy.
Yeah.
He said, I said, okay, you got me. He said, yes, I do. He said, but I don't care what you do, Jesse. We pray for you. We love you. And you know, when I went in the ministry, he would say, and he lived in Lafayette, and I'd be, I drove a lot of times, and he said, Jesse, stop by my house on the way going home, you know, because I'd have to go through Lafayette. And I said, okay. Now, he didn't know that they had stole my offering, that I didn't have a dime on me. I went and preached, and I wouldn't walk in, I wouldn't be in that house 30 seconds. He said, the Lord said, here. And he'd give me, boy, that was a big money, $400? You know how much money, $400? I thought, what? That more than took care of my budget for my ministry, for us too. At those days, I mean, that was, it was just me. And he always, and had tears in his eyes, and he always a blessing. He was a good man.
Yes.
And he produced good children and a blessing. He loved his grandkids. You know why? Because he published good news.
He had beautiful feet.
And I tell you, people were wonderful when Uncle Ray was coming, son.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now, not all my uncles are like that. I'm not going to say that. I'm not going to be cruel, but not all of them. My Uncle Ralph was a great uncle.
He was.
And that's all I'm going to say. I don't want to get myself in trouble. They all have gone to heaven. All of them are going, all my mama's.
We'll see them one day.
Oh, I'm going to see them all. But I got a feeling that if I go by the way of the grave or I go by the way of the rapture, but that the first family member, people say it's going to be your mama. No, I think it's going to be Uncle Ray. He's going to be, hey, that's it. Always had that smile, boy. And great preacher, hard worker. Okay. It was a blessing. So, Uncle Ray, if you're hearing this, my God, I know you're having a wonderful time. And you were and still are a good example.
Yes.
And that's what that means, that scripture. How beautiful are the feet of those. And I don't mean to sound proud, but people say, we can't wait till you come.
Mm-hmm.
Why? I'm going to tell them. Because I got pretty feet. Hallelujah, because I got a message.
You bring the joyful news.
Yes,
of
indeed.
Of Jesus Christ.
You know, when you send us testimonies, it blesses me and Kathy, because we know you're watching the program. And Kathy, I believe you got some good boardroom chat testimonies. You want to read a few?
Yes. This is from Jose. It says, God bless you both, watching from Puerto Rico.
Is that Jose? Can you see? By the dawn's early light. Hello, Jose. Thanks for sending us a wonderful testimony. Go ahead, Mom. I'm feeling good today. I tell you, I'm in the zone, man.
Yeah, you sure are. And this one's from Peace.
Pretty feet.
Pretty feet. My feet are pretty.
Yes, you are.
I think they're really pretty.
I think you're pretty. Don't y'all think Kathy pretty? Let's all look
how
pretty
she is.
I'm not
talking about, no, we're talking about my feet right now. I'm bringing good.
Get up, put them feet on.
I don't know if I can.
I don't know if you can.
I don't know if you want me to.
Y'all want to see Chris's little feet?
No.
Look at Chris's eyes. I ain't doing that.
This says, knowing God intimately and applying his principles is a choice. I choose to be blessed by Jesse Duplantis Ministries always.
Praise God.
Thank you, Jesse and Kathy, for blessing us through prayers, teaching, and giving. Love you. Watching from Zimbabwe.
Zimbabwe.
Yes, and this one.
Thank you for taking time out of your life to send that to us. That just blesses me.
Yes, we appreciate it. This one says, love from India. Jesse, how much you have helped me. You'll have no idea. Thanks be to our Jesus for your teachings. Gratitude and celebrations from India.
I have to say this. I couldn't do this without my faithful financial partners. That touches me. I've never been to India in my life. I've been invited many times. Thank you, partners, that you support this ministry of finance, that we're able to do send the word in every which way, shape, or form, all kind of platforms, as well as traveling. And
yeah,
I really believe
our physical
in the very near future, I'll be able to fly to India and preach that glorious gospel personally.
Bring our beautiful feet.
Bring our beautiful feet.
Hallelujah. In India.
Glory to God.
But, you know, even before our feet get there, the message gets there different platforms.
That's Amen.
The footprint of our ministry
is global.
Is global, hitting
glory
so many people.
What else you got?
All these years. Okay, Lisa says, I always enjoy listening to you two. You are full of wisdom. Thank you for your nuggets. It's another nugget today, Lisa.
I like gold nuggets.
Golden nuggets.
You remember they used to make rings that were nugget?
Yeah, back in the 80s, huh?
Yeah, 80s, 70s. I'm not 70s. Quite sure, but I used to like
I think they probably still do that.
Yeah, I guess so.
Heidi says, thank you for making it possible to watch Jesse on my phone every Sunday. And, you know, that's true. The partners help us to get this message out on all these platforms, that phone situation. We have a team of people to make sure that goes out and recording it.
You got to understand that every dollar you send, 100% goes into world evangelism. We're debt-free here. Since 1982, we hadn't paid one dime of interest on a note since 1982, completely debt-free. You want to be a partner? I'm going to tell you, this anointing is on us. The smile will come on you too. Go to jdm.org. That's our website. You can make a donation if you so desire. You can use PayPal if you'd like to do that, or you can text to give a one-time donation or a recurring one, whatever you want to do. But I like to say this. This is the one Kathy likes. She likes to use the free JDM apps where you can select the giving you want to do. Or you can just mail in an old-fashioned check through the post office. 100% of it goes to that. And we get excited, not about the money that you send in, about what it means. And we don't touch that money. That money goes in the world of evangelism, because that's not me and Kathy's money. No, that's God's and yours. And we send it, and it goes out. And you're hearing some of these testimonies because of that. Mm-hmm. I just thought I'd say that. Go ahead, Kathy.
And then this one says, the impact of your transparent authenticity rings through the halls of eternity.
Boy,
you are uplifting
strong.
Many. Isn't that
beautiful? I got to read that myself. Let me read
the impact of your transparent authenticity.
Oh, YouTube. The impact of your transparent authenticity rings through the halls of eternity. You are uplifting many.
Man, I
never had that compliment before.
I believe that's true.
You know, Chrissy said something to me right before we came on that was on YouTube, that we got 10,000 views on something that I had said just recently. Is that right, Chrissy? Oh, I mentioned on the eyes of the window of the soul. 10,000, bam!
Pop, just like that. Well, there are many of them that has had a million views on just one message.
But I mean, this technology to me is just so amazing that right now, sitting right here in the New Orleans area, I could preach to the world.
You are preaching to
the world. And I am preaching to the world. That's amazing.
Me too.
Hallelujah.
And we're not going by ourselves. Our team's going with us. We're all doing this together, and our partners go with us.
Amen.
You're preaching the gospel, partners. Okay, this one's from YouTube also. It says, wow, I always hear something new. Golly, you both inspire me to go higher. Thank you.
You're supposed to say it like this. Golly.
No, it's one word.
I know. Well, that's still one word.
That's your interpretation.
Okay.
It's the same thing.
Go ahead.
But it's not as impactful as
okay.
I get it. This one says, unlimited appreciation for your message. Yes, life is a choice. I choose God and His Word. I choose Covenant Church as my church home and family. I love you and my church family watching from South Carolina.
I'll tell you one
thing.
We got a good church. And Kathy calls the people that are in different states that consider themselves members of Covenant Church, you call them e-members?
Is
that how you call it?
Yes.
That's another thing that couldn't happen many, many years ago. You know, if you weren't physically in this city or town or whatever, it's just the way it was. But today, it's just the most amazing thing. But I want to tell everybody, and it's wonderful to watch us online, but if you're in this New Orleans area, the Bible said, forsake not the assembling of yourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? This is really blesses me. There are people that take vacations, and they deserve, and they work hard, and they'll put Jesse the Planet some ministries in their vacation. They'll come to New Orleans, and they'll come and see this place, bless us just with their presence,
mm-hmm.
and we give them a tour, because it's all antebellum looking around here. Beautiful white columns and all that kind of stuff, and they just really enjoy it. And it's such a blessing of the Lord. So thank you. You got any more, baby?
Nope.
That's it.
That's all for today.
I like that, unlimited appreciation. Mm-hmm. Well, I hope that the ministry that you're under, whether it be apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, teacher, or is publishing the peace of God, good news, salvation that makes you so sound in life that no one can throw you off the track. Mm-hmm. You know, I didn't know what to talk about today. And as I went to the office to prepare myself because I had to do some opening and closings for television and Faith to Facts. And there's always something going on, you know. I said, Lord, what will thou have me to say? Mm. You know, when I want God to say something, I kind of go King James on him. Lord, what will thou have me to say, you know? Yeah. And he said, go to Isaiah chapter 52. Mm. And I read, and I'm going to tell you how I got it. This is just recently. I mean, today I read, how beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him that bringeth good news. The Lord said, that's your feet, Jesse. Mm. You got pretty feet. I never thought of myself as pretty feet, you know. But then I saw that they published peace. Now, I know what peace means. Possession of adequate resource. Nothing broken, nothing missing. That's what that means. Hmm. That bringeth good tidings of good. Whoo, Lord. I mean, it's good to preach good. That publishes salvation, soundness, and everywhere. That saith unto Zion, thy God reigneth. Saith unto Israel, I say it unto America. I say it unto France. And, you know, I'm so excited about what's about ready to happen. We're about ready to go to... again, to the wonderful continent of Australia to preach all over. We're setting up things right now to go to, we're trying to get, and we want to go to Oslo, Norway, and we're going to come. It's coming. I'm talking about this year, Bulgaria. I can't wait till I get to Bulgaria. We're going to go to Zurich, Switzerland. Our good friend Peter Hasley, that's a nice man and family church. And then we've never been to Nice, France. Mm-hmm. We want to go there. We're just booking as many things as we can. But we have to do so much stuff here at the office. And then my preaching schedule in America is constant all the time, you know. And this little lady, let me tell you something, son. She's not only preaching at Covenant Church as pastor, but she's running like a gazelle herself, preaching, going. I mean, she's crossing the nation from Pittsburgh, pretty soon from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, all the way to California.
Whittier, California.
To Whittier, California. That's all the way across. Yeah. Hallelujah. And I'm telling you, it's just such a blessing of the Lord to do and publish
good news,
peace, salvation. Mm-hmm. And when we leave, people say, the Lord reigneth. And that's what it's all about. Mm-hmm. Did you enjoy today?
I did too.
I mean, it was just such a sweetness of it. Mm-hmm. And just remember, if you look at your feet and they're ugly, you're not publishing good news.
Right.
You're not saying soundness. You know, you're not saying good tidings. So if you run across somebody that's fighting stage 4 cancer, maybe they're on chemo and they've lost all their hair and it is a battle and they're depressed. Look them in the face and say, I came to give you good news.
Right.
First thing, that you're not fighting it alone. By Jesus' stripes, you're healed. And pray for them. And I don't care if it's in public. Mm-hmm. And say, listen, I'm on your side.
Right.
And if they're in pain, I don't know why cancer is so painful. I don't know why that happens. But I guess I don't understand. I'm not a doctor, so I don't know. But say, hey, I'm here for you. How many times I've went to a hospital or something, and I very seldom do that because that's a pastoral ministry. And, you know, I stay in on my track. I stay in my guideline. But every once in a while I go. And if I go in the intensive care, and I'm going maybe because someone I know is intensive, as I walk by, people recognize because of television, whatever, social media, they go, oh, I stop and pray for them too. Don't even know them. And I've had them cry and say, I just think the Lord sent you here. I wasn't going to see them. But you know what? I have enough good news.
Mm-hmm. To share.
Enough good peace.
Right.
Enough good salvation. I know how to publish it, and I walk it by faith and not by sight. And when I leave that room, you see them going, they enjoy it. And then sometimes, I guess I get a little bold. I'll just stick my head and they go, hello, look like you're having a hard time. Don't know me? I said, if you don't mind, I can pray for you, go come in here and pray for you, or I can pray for you a distance, from a distance. None of them have ever turned me down. They went, and it's just such a blessing, especially when it's a child.
Sure.
There's just something about children, you know, to pray for them. Mm-hmm. And it's such a blessing. So thank you again for watching our boardroom chats, our glorious livings, our TV ministry, our social media outlets, our faith, the facts, all the different things that we do. And we want to start now, I want to start and see what you think about this. Maybe you can send us a little something that when we get big news in our country, we'd like, some people say, well, what does Brother Jesse think about that? So what's that program?
Ask Jesse.
Ask Jesse, you know.
We're planning.
Right now, tariffs are getting a little old, but I have my own things on tariffs and things of that nature. Now, if something comes up, maybe if you would want my opinion, I don't know, and you don't have to believe it, agree, but I think people would love it when I say that, you know, when I was on every time I've been on Flashpoint, people just love what I say because I'm going to tell you what I believe. Well, in this program, Ask Jesse, and it'd be nice if you send in some questions if you want, and we'll answer them to the best of our ability. But we want, since social media is so current, we may need to start talking about big things that happen all of a sudden so we don't talk about them 6 weeks later. And we can just come in here and do something and do it quick. It don't have to be a long program or whatever. And we was thinking about doing something just the other day, but I delayed it because I think something very unique is coming up in the very near future in America. It may be in your country. For example, like the homegoing of Pope Francis. I mean, Easter Sunday. Then he goes to heaven on Easter Monday. Nobody was expecting that. You know what I'm trying to say? And things of that nature. And people say, what do you think about this? And I had the opportunity of meeting Pope Francis, but I didn't. But I had the opportunity, but I couldn't go because I was booked to do something. And, so people like to know about stories that happen and what I think about it. And most of the time, I really don't think about it. I pray about it. Because I find this, I'm not looking to take sides on anything. I'll tell you what I believe. But I like to pray about things and so, you know, put my prayer in connection with your prayer. And if two of us agree, that's what it's all about. Till next week, thank you for watching us today. Jesse and Kathy saying we love you. We really do. God bless you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.